When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, just giving you all a little bonus thanks to your friends at Bleeders Digest, another show available on the Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network. These are original scary stories delivered as a fully immersive theatrical experience, from your speakers straight into your psyche. Their tales are guaranteed to terrify the bravest of souls, even the dead ones. If you like what you hear, make sure to check them out and subscribe on your favorite podcast app. Episodes even include guest readers like Chaz Bono and the incomparable Bill Moseley. Enjoy.
The following contains mature subject matter, coarse language, intense situations, and is meant for an adult audience. Listener discretion is advised. The open road is paved with possibilities and connections. It can also be a detour into unspeakable evil. Bleeders Digest, issue number 18. The Thing in the Road.
This story is called The Thing in the Road, written by Chrissy Fox. I'm Katie Cassidy, and I'm the voice of Willow. I scrambled around the living room like a madwoman. Why does it look like a bomb went off in here? My sister Jessie is uptight, not in a bad way or anything, but she will judge me hard if things aren't in order around here. I glance over at the clock staring down at me on the mantle. Fuck. She should be here in a little less than 2 hours. I clear the dishes off the coffee table. Stuff like this piles up when you live alone and have no one to answer to. Sometimes I don't even want to fucking clean up, so I don't. Look, I'm busy, man. The first thing my sister will do when she gets here is start cleaning my house that in my eyes is spotless. But not to her. Not even close. It's annoying, but honestly, I secretly kind of like being taken care of for once. I'm the big sister, and growing up, I always had the motherly role. As I got older, I pulled further and further away from it, and my sister, she became Martha fucking Stewart. It's kind of annoying. But then again, she does always stock my freezer with homemade meals before she leaves. All healthy and vegan and super fucking delicious. I tear up the living room looking for my cell phone. Pulling up a couch cushion, I find it nestled in the crack. Gross. There is enough crumbs under here to feed someone for a few days. Jessie will be disappointed for sure. I dial my phone, putting the phone on speaker so I can keep cleaning.
Hello, poodle butt.
Hi, dickface. How's the drive?
Dark. Like, for 7 hours. Why do you live out here? I don't want to think what will happen if I run out of gas.
I'm sure there's gas stations around.
Nope. Most I've seen is a wild fucking horse walking along this bumpy as fuck road. How is this even a highway? It's barely even one lane.
You saw a horse?
It looked like it'd been through a lot. Oh, fuck.
What? What's wrong?
Dude, it's starting to snow. This is just stupid. It's only October. Can you just move home already? You followed Doucheface out here. It didn't work. Out here sucks. Come home.
Yeah, I felt the same way at first, but I actually kind of like it. I made some real, actual friends, and it's like a little community. I can't stand people back home. They always made me miserable.
I'm there.
I know. You're the only thing I miss.
What about Mom?
Meh.
Yeah. She's up my ass so much now without you around stressing her out.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, cool. I have to drive so fucking slow because it's icy now and I can't see dick.
You should have done the drive over 2 days. I already told you that.
Yeah. The only motel I've seen in hours is where you'd go for a drive-through rape and murder.
Sounds nice.
At this point, I'd kill for a hitchhiker or something to keep me company.
Oh, I'm never good enough.
What the fuck is that in the road?
Don't be creeping me out.
Is that a wolf head? Oh, shit!
Jess? Jess! Jess, what the fuck? Are you okay? No, 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 no. No, Jesse! 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 Jesse, fucking answer me! Jesse, are you okay? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, please, please. I'll call for help. Fuck. Fuck, I don't want to hang up. I'm not sure, Jesse. Jesse, exactly where you are, Jesse. Jesse, can you answer me? Answer me, damn it! I gotta call someone. Jesse.
Don't hang up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, are you okay? Did you crash? Where are you? Where? Jesse.
I think I'm dying. There's blood. It's cold.
No, no, you're not dying. Listen to me. Look around. What do you see?
I'm upside down. I got a head rush. My seatbelt stuck.
What can... Is there something you can cut with? Look around you. Stay with me. Jesse! Jesse!
Known that for quite some time.
Jesse, wake up! Answer me! Jesse, you have to answer me! Jesse! You have to wake up! Please, Jesse, just send me your location. I'm afraid I'm going to lose reception out on the road, and it goes in and out, and what do I do? I...
Time goes slow in this lost land. He will come for you. It is not a man. Evil as it walks, evil in its breath. You came into its home, and no one has ever left.
Decoration.
Oh my God.
It was so foggy, I didn't see it until the last second. And something was standing there in the road, like right behind it. They were all white, almost see-through.
Did you hit your head?
No. It's what I saw, I swear. I'm really tired.
Stay awake. Stay awake. Look around. Jess, look around. What do you see?
It's just dark. I'm in the woods. Willow, I don't see the road anywhere.
How? You're on flatlands. You couldn't have rolled off the highway. I've driven it a million times. You can see forever every way you look.
I don't know. Willow. I hear something.
What do you mean? Like a car?
Shh, no. It's something else.
Something else? Are you sure it's not somebody who could help?
No. It's not.
Jesse, what do you see? What do you see? Jesse.
is my home.
It's time for you
to run, run, run. Time goes slow in this lost land. It will come for you. It is not a man. Evil as it walks, evil in its breath. You came into its home, and no one's ever left.
Turn it off. What was that?
My seatbelt. It just unbuckled on its own. I fell. The car's upside down and I'm on the ceiling.
Can you get out?
Well, something's out there.
Maybe it's gone.
Oh, my God.
What? What? Jesse, I'm so scared. What?
I see it. It's watching me.
What? Damn it! What?
That thing from the road.
Lock the doors. Lock the doors! What is that?
It's on top of the car. Oh, my God, please.
Jesse? Run. Jesse! Jesse, please! I'm standing here holding my phone. And the prayers playing in the distance. A sound that is so far from human begins to rise on the other end of my phone. I'm not even kidding. My smartphone begins to smoke and shorts out. I throw it as if it was burning to the touch. I'm standing in my mostly tidy living room in stunned and devastated shock. I try to call my breath. Should I run next door and get my neighbor to call for help? Yeah, of course, that's what I'll do. That's what I should do. I take a step and freeze as I hear my downstairs door unlock. Who the fuck is that? Other than my ex, the only one who has a key is my sister. Someone enters the house. I stand there, frozen. Oh, footsteps approaching the stairs. Hello? I call. The footsteps slowly begin to climb the stairs, headed towards me. They've reached the second floor. I hear my sister's voice.
It's me.
The power goes out. It's pitch black. I can hear the floor creak. Something I know is not my sister. Slowly approaches me. From my bedroom down the hall, I hear my old school alarm clock radio turn on. The prayer I've gotten to know so well begins to play.
Time goes slow in this lost land. It will come for you. It is not a man. Evil as it walks, evil in its breath. You came into its home, and no one's ever left.
The radio station begins to switch rapidly again, and I hear...
This is my home.
It's time for you.
The radio goes silent. I smell putrid breath. It's what you would imagine death would smell like. It's warm on my face. Oh, God. It must be right in front of me.
Time goes slow in this lost land. He will come for you. It is not a man. Evil as it walks, evil in its breath. You came into its home, and no one's ever left.
The Thing in the Road, written by Chrissy Fox, featuring Katie Cassidy as Willow. Chrissy Fox is Jesse and radio announcers. Tyler Connolly is the Prayer and radio announcers. Spider One as radio announcers. Yes, that's a hell of a lot of radio announcers, because that's just how we roll. Engineered by Tyler Connolly. Production, sound design, and music by Chrissy Fox. Theme music by Tyler Connolly, Chrissy Fox, and Trevor Shand. Bleeder's Digest is created and curated by Spider One, Chrissy Fox, Trevor Shand, and Lauren Shand. Subscribe on your favorite podcast provider to never miss an episode. Bleeder's Digest is a presentation of the Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network.